Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome everyone to the Cupertino Symphonics Band's Children's Concert. Before we get started, I would actually like to invite all the children who would like to come and sit in this carpeted area right in front. You can get a front row seat if you would like to. It's a comfortable carpet. You might find a Cheerio or two. And just so I can get a feel of the demographic here, if you are 10 years old, could you clap your hands once? Members of the band, right? Anybody 9 years old, clap your hands once. There we go. Okay, how about 8? 8-year-old, okay, we skip that. How about 7? There we go. 6? Who's 5? Who's 4? Oh, he's 4 several times, huh? How about 3? 2? Alright, if you're 1 years old or younger, let us know by sleeping through the night. That goes for my son. All right, the reason I asked that is because many of the members of this band started playing these instruments when they were your age, which shows that it's never too late, and it's also never too early to pick up an instrument. And now I would like to introduce the conductor of the Cupertino Symphonic Band. Please welcome Tom Narciso. Performing will be the theme to my favorite claymation film series, The Incredible Adventures of Wallace and Gromit. Thank you. before they play this next piece all the way through, we would like to introduce the most important guest of this concert, the instruments, starting with trombones.
Thank you.
Don Quixote, or The Ingenious Gentleman Don Quixote of La Mancha, was a novel published over 400 years ago. Isn't that crazy, 400 years? That's older than most people here today. The novel follows the adventures of Alonso Quijano, am I saying that right? Who reads too many heroic novels and sets out to revive chivalry under the name of Don Quixote. He recruits a simple farmer, Sancho, as his squire. On one of their adventures, they encounter windmills, which Don Quixote imagines to be giants who need to be fought. The following piece is a musical illustration of this battle. Some things to listen for are the wind of the windmills, the trotting horse, the scraping burrow, and the sound of Don Quixote's rusty armor as he falls off his horse and then gets back on. Also, we want to note that the bassoon is used to set a humorous tone during this encounter. This is Sancho and the Windmill.
Thank you.
Alright, you will definitely recognize the first four notes of this next piece, but now you can finally enjoy the next 1,000. This is Heavy Action, or the theme to Monday Night Football. Such an awesome touch to end that song by tackling the conductor.
I
All right, this next piece that replays the story where in 1780 in North Carolina, just 12 farmers caused over 300 British troops to retreat from gathering spoils at the McIntyre farm. This was accomplished by the men hiding in groups of two in various parts of the property, giving the illusion, once they fired their guns, that the British were surrounded. But more importantly, the farmers also had the help of a swarm of very angry and apparently patriotic bees. So listen for the bees as you listen to The Swarm, or The Battle Won with Hornets.
Thank you.
The most prolific movie composer of our time, John Williams, was nominated for 2 Academy Awards this year alone for penning the music to the films War Horse and The Adventures of Tintin. In fact, being nominated for 2 Oscars in the same year is something John Williams has achieved 13 times. He's been nominated for an Academy Award a total of 41 times. This is even more than Meryl Streep. And he has won 5. To translate to the kids, John Williams makes a bazillion dollars. The piece you're about to hear was written by John Williams for the 1988 Olympics in Seoul, South Korea. This is Olympic Spirit.
Thank you.
Alright, and now I'd like just to mention before the intermission that down in the lobby, we are a non-profit organization, so we have treats for sale out there in the lobby and some stuffed animals you can feed them to. We also have a tuba here on your way out where we accept cash donations. Nothing will make a debit card if you jam your PIN number in there with it. We prefer cash. So yes, we'll be having an intermission. I'll come back in 12 minutes and 17 seconds. Thank you. All right. In 1886, while vacationing in Austria, French composer Saint-Saëns wrote Carnival of the Animals, a piece where several animals are represented through specific instruments. When the piece was completed, Saint-Saëns felt that it was too childish and would harm his reputation as a serious composer. In other words, he didn't want to become famous for the wrong reason, much like a lot of people on YouTube. He allowed only one movement in the entire piece to be published in his lifetime and was reluctant to even have it performed. He did, however, include a provision which allowed the remaining 13 movements to be published after his death. Right now we will hear three. So listen for the roaring lion, the cuckooing cuckoo, and the dancing elephant. This is Carnival of the Animals.
Thank you.
Star Wars is the best movie of all time. At least I thought that until this morning when I asked my daughter if she thought it was, and she said, no, Kung Fu Panda 2. So there's a request for next year, guys. But for now, let's enjoy from episode 4, A New Hope. This is the throne room and end title of Star Wars.
Thank you.
All right, I have a question for some of you kids up here. What are some of your favorite cartoons? Go ahead, you can say it. Yeah, these guys are being super loud. You can be loud. What are some of your favorite cartoons? Anybody? What? Tangled? That's a good one. How about you? What's that? Mickey Mouse? What? Okay. How about you? One more. Tom and Jerry? Really? You know that? How many of you have heard of the Roadrunner? Some frowns. Just a couple years ago, back in 1949, in the last century, there was a cartoon called the Roadrunner. How about this? How many of you saw, I have it here somewhere, the movie Cats and Dogs, The Return of Kitty Galore? No, that's what we call a bomb. At the box office. If you saw it in the theater, before they showed that film, there was a short film of The Roadrunner, which they did in CGI and 3D. And you're about to hear the theme to that film called Coyote Falls. we'll end this part of the program with Old Man River. We thought it was fitting to end a children's concert with a song called Old Man.
Let's not get personal.
Written in 1927 as a song in the musical Showboat, Old Man River is a solo for a bass singer, which is very rare in musicals. Today, the solo will be sung by Karen James. Is that right? No? I'm just kidding. This is actually going to be really fun. Karen James will be playing the contrabass clarinet, which is has the lowest, deepest sound available in an orchestra or band. I actually heard that one of the tubas here disagrees with that, so after the concert, they're going to have a duel in the parking lot. So we'd like to welcome Karen James, and this is Old Man River.
Thank you.
traditional Stars and Stripes. But before we do that, we would like to hand out kazoos to all of the children here. We'd like to invite all of you to see if you can play louder than the band. Not yet. Ask your parents if you need help opening them. If you don't know how to play, you just put it on your mouth and hum. There you go. I would like to say you're welcome to all the parents. Safest way to play the kazoo is sitting down. If you're walking, you could trip. The only way to mess up on a kazoo is swallowing it. There we go. Thank you.
Thank you.